Hello and welcome once again to As It Is. You will find us on the internet 7 days a week, ready to help you learn and improve your American English. We do that by speaking a little more slowly and using a limited or fewer number of words to tell you what you need to know. Today, we begin with a story that is very important to those of you in Asia. It concerns three countries that are trying to answer China's increasing claims to the East and South China Seas. Then, we will take you to the east coast of the United States, where people are planning for the next major storm. They are asking for advice from experts around the world. Those are the two main stories we have for you today as we look at our world as it is. Now, on to part one. Last week, the President of the Philippines expressed support for a plan by Japan to expand the powers of its military. His announcement was the latest action by China's neighbors to unite against a growing Chinese presence in the East and South China Seas. Ana Mateo joins us to explain the growing diplomatic and military activity in the area.
Three East Asian countries are strengthening their diplomatic and military relationships to strongly answer Chinese territorial claims in the South China Sea. The three countries are Japan, the Philippines, and Vietnam. Eli Ratner is a senior fellow and deputy director of the Asia-Pacific Security Program at the Center for New American Security, an American-based policy group. He says the three nations are ignoring historic conflicts with each other because of China's aggressive moves.
There's no doubt that countries in the region are collectively spooked by what they're seeing as a increased pattern of Chinese assertiveness from the East China Sea down through the South China Sea.
The past 2 months have been tense. In May, China moved an oil drilling rig into waters that Vietnam claims. A few weeks later, Vietnamese and Philippine troops spent a day together on a disputed island. Neither side made any effort to show it was in control of the island, but both were united in their resistance to China's territorial claims. Last week, Philippine President Benigno Aquino publicly supported a plan by Japan to expand the powers of its military. Japan wants the expanded powers so the military can help allies who are attacked. Separately, Japan and the United States have promised to help Vietnam and the Philippines improve their maritime patrol ships. But China shows no signs of backing down. China's defense minister said in May that his country wants a negotiated solution in the South China Sea, and that position is unlikely to change. Bonnie Glazer is an advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C.
The Chinese believe that other nations are so economically dependent on China that these other nations will not directly confront China or not do so for a prolonged period, and at the end of the day will accommodate to Chinese interests. So the Chinese think that they have time on their side.
But Eli Ratner says the Chinese government may be mistaken.
I think people often think, well, war is impossible in Asia or conflict is impossible because these economies are so interdependent. But when it comes to these passionate political issues and nationalism, often those considerations get thrown out the door.
After all, he says, England and Germany were major trading partners before the start of World War I. I'm Ana Mateo. This report was based on a story by VOA reporter Victoria Maki.
Nearly 2 years have passed since Hurricane Sandy struck the northeastern United States. Water levels rose almost 4 meters in some areas as the storm moved inland from the Atlantic Ocean. It caused major property damage along the northeast coast. Since then, the federal government has promised $920 million for a program to help plan for the next major storm. The program is called Rebuild by Design. It is bringing together experts on water control from around the world and is welcoming ideas from storm survivors. Jonathan Evans has more.
Hurricane Sandy flooded New York City's famous underground train system, many streets, and buildings. Thousands of people lost electricity, and 60 people died. Now, a team of experts from 11 countries is working on 6 projects to limit damage from the next big storm. Amy Chester is executive director of Rebuild by Design.
The first part that's getting funded is the Lower East Side, and that's East River Park. And they're looking at the park not only as a park, but a berm. So a berm would protect the community, but it would also create new space for recreation 365 days a year.
A project team called the Big U developed the plan to protect the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Hurricane Sandy flooded much of the area, displacing many families. The recovery is continuing. Bjarke Ingels is a Danish architect who is working on the project.
Think of it as a string of pearls that constantly changes shape and form and character. And for each part of the Big U, we've had intensive meetings with the local communities, and they've told us what they wanted, which things they were missing, which things they were afraid of. And then we've tried to sort of design essentially the flood barrier in a way that it also becomes pavilions for markets or different sort of public amenities.
Damaris Reyes is the executive director of a group called GOALS. Its name comes from the words Gold Old Lower East Side. Ms. Reyes says the Big U design team listened to what she and her neighbors had to say.
They knew that, you know, we were part of this broader coalition that was really representative of community folk, and they came to us and asked to work with us.
The Big U project is the first link in a series of barriers that will protect almost 13 kilometers of the coastline from one side of the city to the other. New York's Staten Island has plans for a fish hatchery, a place where fish can safely grow before they are moved into the wild. Staten Island also has plans for a beach and a harbor school. Wetlands in New York and New Jersey will be improved to reduce the effect of a storm like Sandy. Holly Light is a government administrator who is working on the project. She says she looked all over the world for ideas.
It's much more sophisticated in other parts of the world than it is here right now. And so that element of people who have built real projects for resiliency for other parts of the world and seen what works and what hasn't worked as well, we wanted to tap into that experience and that knowledge base.
Completing the plans may not be the hardest part of the project. The Rebuild by Design team will have to work with federal agencies and city and state governments to get their approval to carry them out. I'm Jonathan Evans.
We have just enough time to learn a bit of history. If you had been alive in 1937, your local newspaper probably would have had headlines about the disappearance of Amelia Earhart. She was a famous woman pilot who was trying to fly around the world. But somewhere over the Pacific Ocean, her radio went silent. And to this very day, no one knows what happened to her and her assistant, Fred Noonan. And that's it for this edition of As It Is.